I want to thank Pastor for giving me this opportunity to speak, and hope he gets back safely. Proverbs 4:26. It says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." Let's pray. Dear Father, just thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak, and just help me to speak the words you want me to speak, and help all of us to get something out of it, even me. In Jesus' name, amen. Distracted drivers are a bad problem. There is 6.7 million car accidents in a year. 2.5 of that is from distracted drivers. 17,000 every day, 6,800 are cars from distracted drivers. 3,000 of them die every day. I have a bad problem doing this, but don't get distracted behind the wheel. Ponder, to wait, make level, balance, to wait out, to make level or smooth. All thy ways, road, distance, journey, manner, road, way, path, and then established. To be firmly established, to be established, being stable, be secure, be enduring. I'm going to talk to you tonight about watch where you're going. The path you will eventually be on for the rest of your life. When's the last time you worked where you're going? You know, this book right here is the best map for life. And that's the only map you should use. When's the last time you pulled over on the side of the road and asked God to help you in the direction you go? Where are you? How do you get there? Are you happy with the path you're on right now? Most people I know onto drugs and alcohol and stuff, that's because they're not happy on the path they're on. And they want to find something different, but it's not going to be in drugs and addictions. I am going to give you 4 points tonight what you should watch out for. First of all, you're fresh. Turn to me, Philippians 3:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. The moment you start to let your brain think about what you want to do and not give place to God, that is when you're going get your eyes off of where you want to go. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, "Neither give place to the devil." Place means ground, any portion of space marked off. My mom says it best to me. She says, "There is two dogs. One is a white dog representing a spiritual dog, and one is a black dog representing a flesh dog. Which one is going to win in the fight?" The one you feed the most. And most Christians today feed the flesh and not the spirit. And that's why the society is like it is today. And Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." When your heart, and Jeremiah 17:9, it says, "Your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" When you let your heart take control, you're going to start caring things about you shouldn't be caring about. And that is, like it says in Jeremiah 17:9, that is, your heart is deceitful above all things. In Psalms 101, 3, I will set no wicked things before my eyes. What do we watch? What do we put our eyes upon? You know, most people see things on this thing that they shouldn't. This thing has ruined our lives. And that's the first point. Second point is your friends. In 2 Samuel 13, 3. It says there, but Anne and the mom had a friend whose name was Jolandad, the son of, I'm all butchering this name, but the son of Zimnath, David's brother. And Jolandad was a very subtle man. Subtle means fair. He was a fair man. And if you know the rest of the story, I'm not going to have time to read it, but Amnon had a crush on his half-sister, but he knew it was wrong to do what he is about to do. But Jonadab said, oh, it'll be okay, just do it. And you skip down to verse 28. It says, now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I command you, be courageous and be valiant. And the servant of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got up upon his mule and fled. And skip down to verse 39. It says, and the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. All this happened because Amnon was hanging around the wrong friends. What kind of friends do you hang around? School just started today. And there's people at ACE that I don't want to hang around. I shouldn't hang around. And sometimes even people you do hang around, like the football field, there's sometimes I do. You cannot be friend of this world and the friend at God at the same time. When Josh has told you guys this before, but we do a man book, a devotion book in our classroom, and this was one of these days, and there is, it says in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is an enemy with God. When you hang around people and you call them friends, like truly friends, you're gonna go downhill real fast. Peer pressure is a big thing in society today for teenagers. And when you hang around with the wrong friends, they're going to pressure you into do stuff that you shouldn't do. The next thing it comes to what you need to watch out for is your finances. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you can't spend your way out of poverty. And you can't sweep your way out of it either. My dad keeps telling me this, you can make money 100 different ways. There's 1,000 ways to make money. The teens watch a series like over how to make money. And he said that some teenager wanted to make money, and so King Hofer told him to go clean gutters. And I think he made $3,000 in that summer just cleaning gutters. If you don't honor God with your money that you make, God is not going to bless you like he wants you to. God won't bless God robbers. God won't bless a person that wastes money. Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. Are you slothful when you work? Are you like, do you go the extra mile when you come to your work? I work with Sam, and when I get lazy, he's like, you missed a spot. And he's like, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And I'm like, okay, can you just be quiet? I want to just relax. And he pays good, but stop blowing money on nonsense. Watch where you're going. The definition is sanity, doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. How many times you going to give something to somebody and they're not going to do anything for you? In Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. That means your grandson, kids. And in 2 Chronicles 12:14, it says, behold, the third time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome for you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to weigh up for their parents, but their parents for their children. The people are getting, don't have any employees because they're getting paid sitting at home doing nothing. And so when the children grow up, they're going to have to put their money into the parents instead of the parents putting the money into the children when they grow up. And you can put God first and honor him with your first fruits of all that increase. Tithing won't put you in a poorhouse. Not tithing will. Credit card debt will. Borrowing money to buy everything you want will. Watch where you're going when it comes to your finances. Then lastly, watch where you're going when it comes to your family. Family is one of the biggest things. One of the biggest decisions will be who you marry. The first one will be salvation. Your marriage is not a self-driving car. It's not a Tesla. Your children will not automatically grow up to serve God. Proverbs 20:22-6 says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't say, watch them grow up. Dad, you will not automatically become the spiritual leader. Mom, you will not just become automatically be a submissive and supportive and spiritual wife. Kids, you will not just automatically be obedient, respectful, responsible, and honoring your parents. I don't know this, but I don't think any of us, when we came out of our mother's womb, were saved. We were all sinners when we came out of our mother's womb. What kind of family do you want? What kind of home life do you want? What kind of marriage do you want? You cannot date sinners and accept a marriage like a match made in heaven. 2 Corinthians 16:14. I'm just going to paraphrase the first half. It says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." That means when you come to want to get married, watch out for the girls you date or boys you date. Because if you get married to an unbeliever, there is going to be problems like fireproof. They got married and Caleb wasn't saved. And she wasn't either, but she had more respect and knowledge for God than Caleb did. And it led them to almost getting a divorce. You cannot get a wife or husband that the world does and have a Christian home. You cannot find somebody that dresses like the world, talks like the world, and still have a Christian home, still come to church on a regular basis. Watch where you're going. You cannot ignore each other or the silent treatment. Watch where you're going. You cannot raise your voice at each other in front of your kids. You cannot lie to each other or deceive each other. Betray each other and have a good home. You know when it happens when you do those things? Your kids are watching you. And they will run from you. And Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. And thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." I can promise you one thing. Watch where you are going, and watch God put you on the right path. You know, you have to let God put you where God wants you to be. And you got to be happy that you are on the right path. And if you are watching where you're going, he will put you on that path. Let's pray. Dear Father, just thank you for this day, and just thank you again for giving me the opportunity tonight. I know it was short, and just help this to be encouraging someone, and just help all of us to have a safe travel home. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.